Notes from America is supported by Future Hindsight, an award-winning podcast that shares big ideas about participating in American democracy, beyond voting, but short of running for office. Join host Mila Atmos for stimulating and incisive conversations with citizen changemakers on topics ranging from gerrymandering, policing equity, and voting rights. In this election year, Future Hindsight offers an unaffiliated perspective into what's at stake and how citizens can make an impact at the local, state, and national level. You'll always come away with something hopeful. Tune in every Thursday to get engaged and stay engaged.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Notes from America. I'm Kai Wright, and I'm joined by our producer, Regina Dahir, for another update on our Notes from America summer playlist project. Hey, Regina.
Hi, Kai.
So just to recap, we've been asking our listeners all summer to help generate a playlist for these wonderfully long and sunny days. We do need that hit of joy with all of the climate-related crises we've been facing this summer. Mm-hmm. But this is our second annual playlist effort. And the theme this year is music of our diasporas. Listeners have been sending us songs that represent their own personal stories of identity as part of some kind of diaspora. And we're taking those submissions and making a Spotify playlist that you can stream right now.
Yes, it's available to stream right now. Just go to wnyc.org/playlist to listen. And I'm learning so much and also just getting amazing song recommendations that I never would have been introduced to otherwise. Mm. Like this submission from Johnson, who is Brazilian, but is now based in Arizona.
I was born in Massachusetts, lived for a little bit in Brazil because that's where my family's from. Grew up most of my life in New Jersey, but now I'm currently residing in the great state of Arizona. My contribution would be Chop Goodbye Pra Você by a Brazilian band called Banda Calypso. And the chorus essentially translates to, my love, pack my bags for me because I got to go. And it's so fun. It is so silly. But it also taps into a deep-seated knowledge that I have that I don't belong here. I don't belong there. It is my destiny as part of the diaspora to always be on the go and to carry my home on my shoulders with me. And it's a song that I sing to my family whenever it's time for me to go. And in the song, there's also a feeling of longing and of affection towards our different homes.
Yeah, that's a powerful point, you know, not belonging here or there, but also just the affection towards all those different homes. That's really well put.
It's super relatable, and I've had his song suggestion on repeat since I first heard it. Nice. You know, and speaking of which, I love this voicemail from Rachel. Rachel is Samoan, and like Johnson, and like me, she understands what it's like to straddle two cultures.
I am what Samoans call an afakasi, meaning I'm half Samoan and half white. Samoa is part of Polynesia, and those are all the Pacific Islands within the triangle formed by Rapa Nui, or Easter Island, in the east, Aotearoa, New Zealand, to the west, and the Kingdom of Hawaii in the north. Polynesians are few but proud, with most of us not living in the islands where we are from. Since there are so few Polynesians in the world, the music from all of our cultures marinates with each other, along with reggae from the Caribbean, to create a unique sound. As an afakasi, I grew up with my white family in the American South. There weren't any other Samoans around, so I didn't grow up knowing much of my culture other than summer visits to the islands. I tried to assimilate in America, but I decided to go back to the islands and live there for a decade, working and learning about my culture. The song I want to add to the Diaspora Sounds of Summer playlist is We'i Hosino, the Foka'a Jr. Megamix by DJ Noize. DJ Noize, N-O-I-Z, is a famous Polynesian DJ who's the master of island-style remixes. This song is a mashup of three songs from different Pacific islands, including Tonga, the Solomon Islands, Aotearoa, New Zealand, and Samoa. I love that it includes multiple languages from all over Pacifica. It's a fun, catchy song that's often played at barbecues or other events where adult beverages are present. But be warned, it has an earworm and you will get it stuck in your head. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Wow, Rachel clearly understood the assignment.
Exactly. And Rachel, make sure you play our playlist at the next barbecue. WNYC.org/playlist.
All right.
But seriously, I love that we get to learn a little bit about Rachel and our culture through her voicemail.
Yeah, I love hearing these stories. Let's take a quick break before we hear more of them, though, and stay with us for a special contribution at the end. We'll be right back.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
The archives at Carnegie Hall hold treasures from our cultural history. In the new podcast, If This Hall Could Talk, we use these items as touchstones to explore how the past shaped the world we live in today. I'm your host, Jessica Vosk, and I'll be joined by historians, performers, cultural critics, and others to look back at the iconic venue's legendary and sometimes quirky history. If This Hall Could Talk, from Carnegie Hall and distributed by WQXR. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The next one I have for you is from Jad, who considers himself to be a multilingual globalist.
Okay, Jad.
I was born and raised in Lebanon, and I come from partial Palestinian roots and a cultural intersection with Haiti. I've lived in New York for 6 years in Brooklyn, and I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and I consider myself a multilingual globalist. One song that I love from back home is called Shabah Al-Alf Al-Talit by Carol Smeha and composed by the Rahbanis. And translation is In the Morning of the Third Millennium. And I really love that song because my mom used to sing it and perform it in family gatherings and events. And it's a very historical song that talks about anti-racism, gender equality, humanitarian acts, and brotherhood and bondmanship of people within our society. And I love it because, you know, it has an orchestra-oriented vibe to it. And it's been such a very powerful song from my childhood.
A lot of the voicemails connect back to childhood, like this one from Adina in Brooklyn.
Of all the boys, boys.
The song I'm adding to the playlist is by Mayor Bissou Shane. It's a modern reboot of the classic Andrew Sisters from the 1940s.
Of all the boys I've known and I've known some, first met you with lonesome.
Of all the boys I've known and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart.
I love big band music. I love that it's in Yiddish, the mother tongue of my ancestors. And it's a shout out to the roots of that era's music, which is both jazz and klezmer music.
And Kai, I had to save this one for you. It also connects back to childhood. And it's from the very first person we posed this diaspora question to when she was a guest on the show. It's from Taste the Nation host Padma Lakshmi.
Okay, Padma.
I mean, my diaspora story, that's a tall order. But I will tell you a song. The song that immediately comes to mind is Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers. Because that's just a great jam. And I think it was one of the few songs that I remember kind of grooving to. My parents would have these late night parties with so much smoke of every kind. And, you know, I just remember them dancing and remember thinking they were so glamorous and, you know, being told to go to bed. And I think that Isley Brothers song was one that they used to groove to at sort of the end of the night on a warm night.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
So a great addition to have Padma Lakshmi in here and a great summer jam to boot. Mm-hmm. So Regina, now that listeners know what we're looking for, again, we've reminded them of that. Remind them how to get involved.
Yes, listeners, we want to hear from you. Tell us what song represents your personal diaspora story. Go to notesfromamerica.org and look for the green record button to leave us a message. Start with your name and where you're recording from. Then tell us the name of the song you picked, the artist, and a short story that goes along with it. Feel free to include a little bit about your background as well.
And again, you can stream it right now. Just go to wnyc.org/playlist. We're going to keep updating this throughout the summer, all the way through Labor Day. So get into it now. We've got a little bit of time left to just have some fun in the sun with these submissions. So thank you for being willing to participate in this project. Check it out if you haven't yet. And otherwise, we will talk to you on Sunday.
Notes from America is supported by Future Hindsight, an award-winning podcast that shares big ideas about participating in American democracy beyond voting, but short of running for office. Join host Mila Atmos for stimulating and incisive conversations with citizen changemakers on topics ranging from gerrymandering, policing equity, and voting rights. In this election year, Future Hindsight offers an unaffiliated perspective into what's at stake and how citizens can make an impact at the local, state, and national level. You'll always come away with something hopeful. Tune in every Thursday to get engaged and stay engaged.